This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu and you're listening to Open for Business. Anyone who knows me knows I've got a packed schedule, and since I'm constantly out of the house, at home my fruits ripen too quickly, and by the time I've gotten them I have to throw them away. Now I'm sure I'm not the only one out there with this problem. So today I'm speaking to Zafri Zainuddin, the CEO, co-founder and inventor of Sticks Fresh, designed to be the solution for fruit waste worldwide. Welcome Zafri.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's such an honour to be speaking to you. Now, Sticks Fresh is a sticker that you apply to fruits and it helps them last up to 14 days longer. Mm-hmm. You actually created this product as a solution for your friend who owned a fruit stall and was losing a lot of products to spoilage. But you have the first degree in software engineering, and then in fishery,
and
rubber research, okay, and that led to this product. So tell me, ceritakanlah the story behind this.
Yeah, basically, I started back 2013. I'm working with a company which is supply fertilizer for rubber tree, right? Mm. So that was the started, my passion into agriculture. I'm very familiar with plant-based material, right? Mm. So it's a bit, graduate in software engineering and, shifting to agribusiness is one of the, a good learning process for us, for me actually. So it took us for 2 years to learn agriculture. It's different in engineering to agriculture means you need to learn fast and adapt fast.
Okay. All right. Now, so this was when you tried this on your friend. This was in 2016.
No, it started in 2014.
Okay, 2014.
Yeah.
There's a lot that has gone behind the production of your sticker.
Yes.
But it says that it's especially sourced wax and other natural ingredients on your website. So in theory, it is edible, but it's still technically plastic. Oh, no, what was it made of?
Okay, let me explain how does it work actually. Normally, plant expert in protecting themselves because they cannot run away like us, right? Mm. So mostly plant produce a compound that can protect themselves from any dangerous, harmful environmental conditions such as pathogen, fungi, and insect. We extract that compound, repurpose it and produce in form of paper-based stickers. Right?
Okay.
So when we stick to the fruits, it will create a protective layer around the fruits.
So it's just one little sticker, but the layer will
cover the fruit later. Yes.
Okay, definitely. So right now, when we get our fruits, most of it is waxed.
Yes.
Right? How is yours different from that?
Basically, we are trying our best to reduce the usage of wax, on the fruits. Because, it's direct contact to the fruits, mean we need to peel it, right?
Yes.
So by using Stick Fresh, we might be use much more less wax on the fruits to prolong the shelf life.
So this product is patented?
Yes, we filed PCT patent. PCT means international patent. Mm-hmm. Way back 2018, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, that's already... this is a big deal.
Yes.
Okay, so it only works on a selected list of fruits, right?
Yes, correct.
Why?
Because, characteristic of our stickers is to reduce the disease incident on fruits. Different type of fruit has different type of disease, right? Hmm. So we focus 7 type of fruits for now, which is mango, avocados, dragon fruit, papaya, apple, orange. Yeah.
Okay, all my favorites. All right.
Yeah. mostly, tropical fruits, highly perishable fruits.
Okay, so tropical fruits are very high, very fast to perish, right?
Yep.
Now, you are in Seremban and also in Seattle.
Right.
Okay, so this is very interesting, Seremban and Seattle. Yes. Why these two places?
Basically, in Seremban is our manufacturing plant. Mm.
And you're a Seremban boy?
Yes, I'm a Seremban boy, yes. Basically, we can produce 6 million pieces in Seremban now.
Huh.
Yeah, basically in Seattle is more towards the product development, the research the marketing is in Seattle.
How did you end up in Seattle? I mean, because there's also Silicon Valley and all that, but why Seattle?
Yeah, it's a tech place, in Seattle. So basically, it's a long story. We met our partners in Dubai. Mm. And after 2 years of negotiation, we managed to secure a deal with our company in US based in Seattle. And from start that, we, you know, together explore the world.
Hmm.
Yeah, with one mission to reduce food waste.
Food waste, right?
Yes,
this is a very important story there. You currently export to Indonesia, India and the US.
Yeah.
What is the main obstacle preventing you from going worldwide? Is it, yeah, what
yeah,
that?
Yeah, basically it's all about the regulatory environment. You know, different country has different type of standards. You know, we need to comply, and definitely the cost is, it's a bomb for us.
Right.
You know, it's sometimes we feel like chicken and egg, you know, before sell it, you need to have the certs and endorsement. Without it, we cannot sell it.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So which comes to us?
Yes. You know, we need to approach each countries. If we have like, for example, we have GRAS. GRAS mean generally.
Rumput.
No, okay. GRAS means generally regarded as safe.
Okay.
In accordance of FDA approval.
Okay.
We get it from the US. So if we try new markets, for example, India, right? We need to apply with India standards.
Okay.
Apply it again, pay it again. Yeah.
What is the, where would be the toughest to get approvals?
I think one of the toughest is, number one is the US.
And, okay.
Yeah.
But you've gotten into the US.
Yes. And then, you know, for example, the GRAS approval took us 1.5 years to get it. And then, currently, we're trying our best to penetrate the EU markets. You know, the certificate is like, sometimes the application is too rigid.
Okay.
We cannot adapt it sometimes, and the cost is definitely.
But the moment you get the EU one, that means the whole of EU.
Yes, so means you easily to market it in South Asia, Asia, in Japan, in Korea. Yes,
right.
Because this is the highest rank of standards. Yeah.
What about China?
China is, you know, more, I call it the last place to visit.
Okay.
All right. Because the issue of copycats,
you
know, yes, we have very good pattern.
I'm sure there's already a product now already.
I think so. Yeah, miss.
Okay. The rules don't apply there. Now, your website says it took hundreds of iterations to create the final product. How much time and money did it take to achieve the product that would define Stix Fresh now?
Okay. Stix Fresh going through a lot of product development from, you know, from on the table, we create the formulation, we go for prototyping, and then go for version one that suit our manufacturing plan. It's totally research and development. We spend it about 2 million ringgit with our own pocket money.
Wow. Didn't you get funders?
No.
No.
Yeah, it came from friends and family. Yeah.
To start this.
Yeah, yeah.
And right now with your plant in Seremban, how many people do you have
there? I have a small team of 5 in Seremban.
Oh, because a lot of it is automated.
Yes, automated. Yep.
Okay,
it's so basically it's a semi-auto machine. We just pour the materials and wait until the end, it's produced a complete product.
Okay, so it's not labor intensive in that sense.
Yes,
okay.
Correct. Yeah.
So from the 2016 to what we see now is a completely
different
product.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Now you have going from creating a product to actually convincing investors and fruit suppliers in the validity and safety is. It's a big jump, right? How did you educate investors and consumers about Stix Fresh?
All right, this is a good question. Thank you. Okay, number one is how we educate consumer, for example. Yeah, so it's very straightforward. You know, basically we just streamline our key messaging. Like, if you buy fruits with Stix Fresh, you have more time to enjoy your fresh fruits, and then you throwing less from your fridge, right? Of course, it's value for their money, right?
Yeah.
But the most toughest is to educate investors. Like I mentioned earlier, this is the R&D business. You know, it's highly risk business. We gone through 2 years without any revenues.
Right.
We burn cash for research and development. To educate investors requires consume a lot of time, strategy. We show them, we prove them how we mitigate the risk, you know, step by step, phase by phase. Yeah, very challenging. It's hard to describe. Basically, it's need your touch. Your magic touch.
But
the
once
art of convincing.
The art of convincing. This is what you've learned.
Yes.
All you want
as
to
a
do.
Researcher, to entrepreneurship.
To entrepreneurship. Because it was just easier to make the product, right?
Yes.
And not that. Yeah. And hopefully someone could sell it. But it's difficult, I guess, because you created a product, you know it best.
Yes.
Okay. We'll talk about how you're working with Aeon here in Malaysia in just a moment. Zafri Zainuddin, the CEO of Sticks Fresh. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Behind famous men. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to Open for Business. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. I'm here with Zafri Zainuddin, the CEO of Sticks Fresh. He's a co-founder and inventor. And this is a solution designed to prevent fruit waste products, right, worldwide. Now, you have currently working with, you mentioned on your website that a sticker can be applied anytime along the supply chain.
Yes.
And you work with Aeon, which uses your stickers and sell their fruits. How did you get that deal with Aeon?
Basically, it's we tap the shoulder of the boss, lah. Mm. Of course. We have a few network to penetrate that market, actually. So the way we approach Aeon is we need to prove them as a pilot test, you know. But the main issue is it add additional cost to the consumer. For example, if we sell 10 cents per piece of Stick Fresh, means the mango increase 10 cents, right? Consumer market is very sensitive markets, you know. If sometime increase by 10 cents, people will be mad at us. So the way we approach Aeon is to help them to reduce the wastage. Means they can sell at very competitive market price.
Because the fruits last longer.
Yes. And reduce wastage, definitely it will generate more profit to them. Right?
So you have to use a different conversation.
Yes. No, basically, basically we creating or we propose an inventory system that can trace the fruits, track, and then stimulate the data, prove to them like, yes, you have reduce your wastage, and then definitely it will increase your profit, right?
Okay, so when you tell them it's 10 cents, it's very expensive, but you have to tell them this, along the supply chain,
process,
this is actually going to save you money,
yes.
Rather than cost you more money.
Yes.
I have other supermarkets, chains approach you yet?
Basically, now Aeon, the largest supermarket in Malaysia, overseas, basically in the US, for example, we approached by Costco, you know, Costco. And I think that's for now, the Costco, yes. Yeah.
And do you, you only work with suppliers? You only work with, it's B2B at the moment.
B2B, yes.
I can't buy the sticker.
Yep. You need to buy the fruits with
the
Stick Fresh stickers.
Okay. I can't buy the sticker and then apply to my fruits, wherever it is.
Yes.
How do you put a price on a product that didn't and still doesn't have any direct competitors? Do you have any competition? Wax would be competition.
Yes. Basically, we are the only one who managed to produce in terms of in the sticker base. You know, mostly in the markets, they're using wax coated with liquid base. So the nearest competitors is mostly in the US market. They generate millions of revenue a year.
Okay.
But mine, us, it's very different. We are using branding as our mechanism to approach the market.
Okay.
Yeah, they're using like liquid base powder form.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pellets and that sort of thing.
Yes, correct. Boxing, yeah, box.
Ah. And how is India and Indonesia doing?
Yeah, they're doing very good. Mm. Yeah. The main key or the challenges is India and Indonesia is very price sensitive.
Yes.
Yeah. We planned or in the future soon, we might open up a manufacturing plant there to reduce the costs. You know, because everyone asks us to reduce it, the price. Because we call it this, it's a direct impact to the fruits. You know, like one fruit, 10 cents. If the fruit like 5 ringgit, like 5 ringgit, 10 cents, right? People won't accept that idea in Southeast Asia. Because that is very price sensitive here, actually.
Compared to the US.
Yeah, compared to the US. Compared to the US, they're more towards the value of the product.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting. So different markets have different requirements.
Yes.
Another investment path that you've taken is the crowdfunding route with your Indiegogo campaign in 2019. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Your goal was $5,000 USD, but you managed to raise $20,824. Yeah. Why did you choose crowdfunding? Was it more a marketing exercise?
Yes. It's more towards marketing exercise. Actually, we want to prove that our product or our concept accept in the market, right? Mm. So the best way is to engage with the public using this platform. Mm. And we managed to get like $20,000 US. So with that money, we give back by stickers. Mm. Like they purchase like 10 US. We give them like 10 piece of stickers. Give them a shirt, bags, even fruits.
Okay, okay.
All right.
You know it, they'll last. Would you consider crowdfunding again?
No, I think we are. So. Yeah, I don't think so.
Are you looking at investors?
Investors, yes. Definitely, actually, this year we are ready for our first round.
Mm. So conversations have started?
Yes.
With or without funding, what's next for Six Fresh?
All right. It's a good question. Basically, we are going to strengthen our production capacity. We trying our best to broaden our efficiencies of our product in different application. For example, meat, fish, vegetable, to different type of usage. For example, box, spray base. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's cover up all in terms of we are trying to improve our intellectual property, means our formulation.
Okay.
Yes.
So this will apply to meat and vegetables as well? Is that the plan?
Yes, this is the plan.
Meat and vegetables. And other types of fruits?
Yes.
So this is all... So with funding, that helps?
It's extend.
Extends. Makes it happen faster.
Yeah. It speed up everything,
It speeds up everything. Yeah. So you were sharing a little bit about earlier on, but still interesting, because you are a researcher at heart. And then being an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah.
Some of the things that you learn to negotiate, learn to, present and all that. I mean, what else have you learned about yourself as an entrepreneur?
Yeah. I've been in the business for five years. One thing that I've learned to be an entrepreneur is a bit more disciplined, I learn a lot how to manage company, people. And then the best part is I need to learn fast and adapt fast, because business are changing every day and problem are everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you get any assistance in Malaysia other than funding, like working with the Matre or any of these bodies? Is that something you've worked with?
Or yeah, definitely. The government helped us a lot, actually, in terms of Matre giving us help, financial assistance in terms of bringing product to the overseas market. And then we get help from Mardi as well. And also University Putra Malaysia helped us into validate our product and do various of testing. They help us a lot.
So there has been assistance from Malaysia?
Yes, of course.
Okay, that's nice to know. And it's beyond funding, right?
I mean, yes.
You're also open to investors coming in. Mm-hmm. And exciting journey ahead. It'd be nice to see Six Fresh all over the world.
Yes. After this, if you guys want to buy fruits, make sure it has stickers here, our name, right?
That's the promotion. Thanks for being with us, Zafri.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Yeah,
Zafri Zainuddin, the CEO, co-founder, and inventor of Six Fresh. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.